Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager at Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening today. So welcome to December 2022. We're almost over for this year, and a lot has been going on. So on today's show, my guest is Dr. Meredith Hellstern. Sorry, I got tongue-tied for a second, but I did get it. How are you, Dr.
Hellstern? I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
I think we did a show definitely over a year ago,
yes,
right?
Yes, at least.
Yeah, when we talked about vaccinations. So you work for the Way Memorial Pediatric Center, correct?
Yes.
And, you know, I thought it was a great idea to maybe bring you on the show today because we're, you know, it's been on the news. We hear it on the news every single day is a kind about that trifecta with the COVID and flu and RSV. So we are going to discuss that today. But before we begin, you are a pediatrician, correct?
I am.
And how long have you been practicing?
Almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years this coming summer. Yeah, I can't believe it either.
Wow. No, me either.
Yeah.
I remember when you first, came here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That is so exciting. So what do you like best about your job? I know I didn't kind of put this on the script.
So I think getting to meet families at all different stages is a whole lot of fun. And then as people grow and get older and start having kids of their own, and then they bring their kids back to me, that to me is like the ultimate way of saying, hey, we really enjoy seeing you.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I guess we could say this year, probably actually since 2020, it's been very challenging, hasn't it?
Very much.
What age groups do you work with?
So we see everybody from birth to about age 18. So that keeps us pretty busy, especially for those little ones because they're in pretty frequently to get vaccinations and get regular checkups and things like that. So
Right. But those 18-year-olds sometimes are, it's a little sad because you have to kind of transition them over to adult care, correct?
Yeah, they have to be grown-ups and they have to move on to the grown-up care, and some of them are not very excited about that prospect.
I know, because you form a bond with your patients.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's really the key to have, that primary care.
Sure.
Correct? Coming back to the topic on today's show is that trifecta with the COVID, RSV and flu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you seeing a lot of? All three or?
So I think we've sort of seen a mixture of the three depending on the week and depending on the symptoms and things like that. So COVID, I think we're all pretty familiar with. Flu is the seasonal influenza that everybody talks about this time of year, and then RSV is respiratory syncytial virus. So those are three different respiratory viruses that circulate in the community at this time of year. This past couple of weeks and even couple of months have been pretty busy with those things, and so people have been getting sick for a lot of different reasons. I think one of the things is that during COVID we were all pretty cautious,
mm-hmm.
During the height of the pandemic about where we were going, what we were doing, wearing a mask, washing our hands, things like that. And so I think we haven't gotten exposed to those other things that normally we pick up in the winter time. And so flu and RSV season this year seem to be particularly bad.
Right.
I've sort of seen a downturn in COVID in the last couple of weeks. I haven't seen as much of the COVID as I have of the other two.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely have seen a lot. Kids are back to school. It's a very busy time of year. There's lots of activities and things going on. And so we're all confined into tight spaces and we're all sharing our germs. So we've definitely seen a ton of influenza and RSV in the last few weeks.
Right. And, looking at all three of them, mm-hmm. Are there ways to know what the difference is?
So it's a good question. The symptoms are all very similar. So cough, congestion, runny nose, fevers, sometimes some upset stomach, vomiting, diarrhea, sore throats, headaches, that kind of thing. And so without doing a test, it's kind of hard to tell just from the symptoms what you've got and what you don't have. I think sometimes we have a pretty good guess
right.
Of what you've got going around based on what you've been exposed to. But without a test, we don't know absolutely for sure.
Right. So. And so that's something that can be done, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we have all of our offices and most of the other CHC offices as well have rapid tests available for all of those things. So we have flu testing, COVID testing, RSV testing available so that we can figure out what exactly is causing the issues. And sometimes that gives us a little bit better picture of what to expect with mm-hmm. the symptoms. So how long they're going to run, if you're going to get a fever, what kind of things we need to do, especially given the age groups that I deal with. It's good for us to be able to say to the parents, you know, we're going to see symptoms for 4 or 5 days or 7 to 10 days. And the worst days of those symptoms are going to be days 3, 4, things like that.
So. Which is so helpful for a parent.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, as a mom, my kids are mm-hmm. all grown, but even now, you know, they get a cold and sickness right. and stuff like that. And you're like, oh, you know, what is it and how long is it going to last?
Yeah.
But as a mother of a small child that really can't verbalize something,
absolutely,
you know, are they going to be more sick on day 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. what can be done for
absolutely.
Them.
It's hard. I have a 2-year-old at home. Every time he sneezes, you think like, oh, what's the matter? And he can't tell you, like, my throat hurts, my ear hurts, my mm-hmm. head hurts, my stomach hurts, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really hard, especially in those little guys, to say, you know, to know exactly what's going on in their body if they can't really tell you.
So. Right. So, you know, knowing that, you yeah. know, when you have a child that can't talk or even a child with special needs that
sure.
can't verbalize how they're really feeling, because we have symptoms and then we have severe symptoms.
Sure.
And what's that red flag for a parent, like a fever or how high? I know these are guidelines because,
sure.
you know, that's something you should talk to
yeah,
the pediatrician
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. And you can always call the office, you know, your primary care office and ask to speak to one of the nursing staff and get some advice and things like that. But I think some of the things that we tell parents on a regular basis, so a fever that you can't bring down with fever reducing medicines like Tylenol or ibuprofen, when you have a fever up to 103 or 104, when you take those medicines, it's going to come down a couple of degrees. Is it going to come completely back to normal? Probably not. But it's going to make you at least feel a little bit more comfortable. But if your fever isn't responding to those medicines, that's something that we usually want to know about. And then certain kinds of symptoms of respiratory distress. So when kiddos are breathing really fast, and everybody's guidelines are a little bit different depending on their age. So that's definitely a question for your pediatrician's office. But if they seem to be really breathing really quickly, if they are flaring out their nostrils when they breathe, if you can see the outline of their ribs, their rib cage when they breathe, those are things that are a little bit more concerning. And then also like signs of dehydration. So if they're not eating and drinking well because they're not feeling well, then if they haven't had any urine output in about 8 hours, that's definitely something we wanted to hear about too.
Right, right. And, you know, these are obviously times of sickness and
sure.
emergencies. But, you know, I know we didn't talk about this yet, but regular pediatric appointments, and those are things that you discuss with parents, right?
Absolutely.
To kind of prepare them mm-hmm. for the wintertime
sure.
and for things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think regular checkups are really important. We've sort of gotten out of that habit because we were nervous about other things. And so coming in, making sure that everybody's growing and developing appropriately, getting their regular vaccinations, their regular childhood vaccinations, flu vaccinations, COVID vaccines, those are really important so that you can prevent or at least lessen the burden of that disease right now. So.
Right, which is, again, all things that are very, very helpful for parents. And, you know, the three conditions that we're talking about, the COVID, you know, RSV and flu are, like a viral infection,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is
right.
different than a bacteria.
Absolutely, yeah.
And tests can often determine that also,
yes.
right?
So those three things are viral infections, and so things like antibiotics aren't going to do much for a viral infection. So it's a lot of that symptomatic care that grandma taught us. So you know, things like running the humidifier or a hot steamy shower to help with the congestion, or using fever reducers, and things like hot tea with honey and lemon and chicken
mm-hmm.
soup and Gatorade and things like that.
Right.
So all that medicine our moms and grandmas taught us is just as important as the stuff that I give you.
Right.
You know, there are certain bacterial infections that can cause similar symptoms. You know, strep throat is the one that I'm thinking of off the top of my head. And we also have testing for that in the offices, so that can tell us if you do, in fact, need an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people can develop complications after those viruses that can turn into bacterial infections. And so you would need an antibiotic for those things. But the vast majority of people recover from these illnesses without too much of an intervention. So.
Right, because, you know, unfortunately you hear, you know, complications on
sure,
the news
absolutely.
And stuff like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, majority of young people or, you know, anyone in our community
right.
do recover,
right.
you know. But again, you know, hydration is really important. But an overall, you know, prevention, right? What are certain things like, what's the most important thing that you could probably stress for people?
I think right now the biggest thing is making sure that you get those vaccines for prevention. So a flu vaccine, even if you've had the flu, there are usually 4 strains of influenza included in that vaccine. So even if you've had flu already this season, which a lot of people in the community have, that flu vaccine is still going to offer you protection from the other strains of flu that mm-hmm. may pop up later in the season. COVID vaccine, I think, is really important, especially for the little ones, because that, to me, that's the group that doesn't really understand social distancing, washing their hands, things like that. So, you know, anybody who's got a toddler understands that they don't understand personal space. So
right.
really important to vaccinate them to protect them, but also mm-hmm. the people who take care of them,
mm-hmm.
grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, people that might be immune compromised. You never know, like if your kid's going to daycare and maybe their teacher is expecting a baby. And so you don't want to make sure that she's protected as well as them. So.
Right, so it's all of those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How important is hand washing?
Oh, so important. Hand washing was important anyway,
right.
Before COVID, but now, absolutely. I think any kiddo that can reach the sink can be taught how to wash their hands. So even if you need to get them a step stool to do that, then
mm-hmm.
do that. And
mm-hmm.
that's something that you really need to start early. And I have so many little ones who are now coming in and they see the hand sanitizer and they automatically know what it's for, which is great.
Right.
You put it on and you rub it together and that protects you against germs and disease. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, hand washing is important. Soap and water is important. But in a pinch, that hand sanitizer is a good thing too.
Exactly. You know, and I think, you know, anywhere you walk into nowadays has that
absolutely.
Ability.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. It's just another way of life that we've come accustomed to.
Absolutely.
Because of these new, you know, illnesses that are coming about, like
mm-hmm.
COVID-19.
Yeah.
So what recommendations, like, you know, if someone wants to look up something, where would they go for recommendations? Again, we always want them to go to their primary care,
sure.
their pediatrician.
Yeah, so, you know, calling your primary care doctor's office is a great place. And having a primary care that knows you and knows your family and knows your history is really important, I think. So you can always call them and ask for some advice. But the Centers for Disease Control has a great, I think, very patient-friendly website. And you can ask all kinds of questions in their search bar to get more information. And then the American Academy of Pediatrics, or the AAP, has a website called healthychildren.org that has a ton of information about lots of different topics, not only respiratory diseases, but anything you might think of when you
mm-hmm.
ask about your kids. You can type that into their search bar, and there's probably an article for it. And they're regularly updated. They're written by pediatricians and written in pretty easy to understand language, I think.
Which is great information. What about, you know, what we didn't talk about? If someone is new listening to our area or something
sure.
like that, and they wanted to get established with, you know, Way Memorial Pediatrics,
sure.
what phone number can they call?
So we have 4 different offices. We have a couple of offices in Wayne County and one in Pike County. So in Honesdale, it's 570-253-5838. Our Waymart office is 570-488-9550. We have an office in the Lake Ariel Sterling area. That's 570-689-7565. And then we have an office that we opened in Pike County about a year and a half ago, 570-775-4264.
Well, you just blew me out of the water. I thought I remembered phone numbers, but I am totally impressed.
Those are numbers I give out fairly frequently.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing. You know, we have 1 or 2 minutes left. So, you know, first of all, for those of you that may not know, Dr. Hellstern, she's one of our pediatricians here at Way Memorial Pediatric Center, but she also does a great job with teens. You helped us with our school program 2 years ago.
I did, yeah.
And it was just so awesome because, you know, it's just one way, you know, we talk about pediatrics and we always think of little kids, but teenagers, 12, 13, 14, 15 year olds are very curious. You know, they want to learn. And so what you shared with them and the information you brought was so helpful. So I want to thank you for that.
You know, I don't think our teenagers get a lot of credit. They are very, very smart. And they want to know things and they want to learn things and they want to ask questions and they just need somebody that's willing to answer those questions honestly and openly. And I try to be that person. And I really enjoy working with them. They constantly entertain me and surprise me, and that's a good thing. So.
That's sometimes the fun part of your job, right?
Yes, very much.
Yes. So, you know, Dr. Hellstern, unfortunately we're out of time.
Okay.
But I think the information that you provided was very helpful, you know, and I think our listeners are really going to benefit from it.
Great. Thank you.
And I want to wish you and your family a very happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening and have a great day.